encouragement as well, that's really up. Program here of all the events up to the end of this year. Lots of fascinating, exciting, marvellous things coming up here, down at Trinity in Tunbridge Wells, over at Checkney in East Grinstead, over at Trinity at Mason, Piazza, all sorts of things coming up. So do pick up on these leaders and take it away with you. Join our mailing list, it's free. More exciting things like this, and that's what it is. Yes. Great. Right. Without more ado, my favourite speaker, please welcome Airport Acoustic Convention.
Thank you. straight. Casey's one of them here, in a state of confusion about who might be on stage. We are a band called Fairport Acoustic Convention because we haven't got our drummer with us. We are not a tribute band. I mean, you can all see we're not a lookalike band. But we're not a soundalike band either.
We're a boy band,
but we are the same Fairport that it started in 1967. Although we're no longer in quite the original condition. But then, let us not point the finger. This is a song of, well, fairly recent condition. The latter part of the last century, anyway. It's written by a friend of ours, Steve Tilston. And it's a story about a young man who begins a new life in a new country. And it's called Snip Jigs and Reels, because we just played some.
Buried the man in his grandfather's coat, sewn into the lining, attention in the note. Goodbye to the family, farewell to the shore. Tonight is the fortune, you'll see me no more. Well, the boat on the ocean tossed like a gore, and then one fine morning they sang to New York. He stood on a gangplank. And he did like the latest rise and the fall of their ankles and verses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice, spinning the wheels. But he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. There's talk of a pistol and some cinemas, but all there was somebody's voice. Dreadful commotion had a terrible fright. He left the man dead and into the flames. Now the train is enormous, just one jump ahead. He stepped one eye open, the six gun in bed. And he jumped up the mountain, time green fields of home. But crossing the bridge with the rubber boat. Thank you.
welcome all the way from Bloxham in sunny Oxfordshire, Mr. Rick Saunders. Rick Saunders on the bike.
Thanks. We're going to play an instrumental for you. We have a new album out for us, but Andy was newish. And it's called The Wood and the Wire. And if you don't like this next instrumental, I strongly recommend you get The Wood and the Wire CD because this is important.
Although all of the notes that we are about to play are on the CD. Now, with today's technology, it's easy to dump them onto your laptop, rearrange them, and create this.
Which is how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Someone arranges this on his laptop. I don't know how he does it, it's incredible, but Simon does come from a very, very musical family. In fact, his father was the Luftwaffe pilot who shot down Denver to get his arrangements. So this is the moment of truth. Thank Purchase our latest album. It is available, and this song is on it. The song is called The Bumbling Man.
From 7 minutes.
Crosses the open plain, show of foot, inquisitive eye. You know it's not in vain that he travels. Footprints left in the earth show how far he's come. A long way from the day he was born into this great unknown that he travels. The way that he came in. There's a land beneath the moon, out of this damp and cold. Place where everything's been said, nothing has been told about the shadows. He could lift his head and turn to the sun. To the sun, to bury that boy.
good job description, because if you can't stick the one ring, then you can't do the music thing. And in fact, for me, it's one of the most valuable side stimulus, let's say, of my job, because I do like to travel just as well. Because you always get new places, like Seven Oaks, you know. I mean, this is just your local cinema. For us, it's like a new adventure. Here we are, you know, we're halfway through our fourth decade, really, as a touring band, and it's still enjoyable. And you get to meet great people on both sides of the footlights. And a few years ago, we were in Australia, which in itself is a bit of an experience, and we met a Canadian, she's Canadian by birth, but she's a sort of from the planet California now, a songwriter called Christina Olsen. And she had the next song in a dream, didn't know what to do with it, but she sent it to us, and we arranged it. And now she's doing it, she wrote. It's called Dangerous. It's like a little 4-minute movie, so it's quite appropriate that she'd be doing it this time. Or half time.
Dr. Henry, he hits once again. He hits the wall and runs.
on a poster. Buy a ticket. See you now on the CD. Buy the CD. And then write me the thank you note later. This is a song from the very early days of Fairport Imagine, I must say. I remember my father, when he was in this band, he would come home from work humming this one. His late 60s, the late 60s. And it was a song written by two of his erstwhile contemporary colleagues, Mr. Richard Swarbrick. Richard Swarbrick and Dave Thompson. And they had a brief but fecund period of songwriting between them. And this song is one of the few non-escapees from the repertoire. It's a bit of a fairy tale. And considering it was written in the summer of love, there is forgives the sort of faint hint of patchouli in the air at this point. Picture us all dressed in cheesecloth. No doubt be a great improvement. It's called Mad Nick on my list. You may know that as Crazy Man
within the fire and out on the sea, crazy man Michael was born. He met with a raven with eyes black as coals, and surely they fell to doom. Your future, I will tell to you. Your future, you often have asked me. Your true love will die by your own hand. And crazy man, Michael will kiss me. Michael, he ratted and Michael, he did. And he forgets when this is so. Crying, he shouted and swore, for his mad eye took him with a kiss. His finger will be more, his finger will hit, his finger for the devil that haunts me. For you, fairest in we
Yeah.
the Westlife. Once they can find a completely blind choreographer. This next song is not just a plug for our most recent CD recording. It's the title track. So it's a mega plug. And remember, this is not a record easily available in the shops because we've tried selling them to the shops. And they're kind of not interested, really. Not even the greengrocers. It was written by my good friend and yours, Chris Leslie, and it's called The Wood and the Wire. And before you jump rain, I was just going to say, in case you jump to any conclusions about Chris having an abiding obsession with sheep painting, agricultural fencing in general, he's not talking about those kind of wood.
It's a short song.
Thank you.
is based on, the story is based on three characters that were kind of influential to me in my teenage years in Oxfordshire. The first guy was a fantastic guy called Mont Shepherd. He was mad. No, he was. It was Mont Shepherd, he was a shepherd. He was a shepherd. He was a single about fencing, you see. I'm just not going to put myself in any more predicaments. No, I barely get it right. So, Mont Abbott, who was a shepherd, and he was a fantastic character, wrote a lot of songs, and he used to sing in a book called Falkland Arms. He sang in that, Miles to Go on the Open Field, enjoying. And the other two characters were Morris dancers from a village called Bampton in the Bush in West Oxfordshire. And I was in that very place yesterday, in fact, about this time, we were still dancing around the village, and their day of dance every Sunday. It's fabulous, if you like that kind of thing. That's what the song's about passing on things down through generations. It's called The Dancer.
Before him, and his father before him, with
point of order now. This evening's entertainment, if that's not stretching a point, is divided into two sections. We are approaching the first section. There will be a wee-wee break following the next song, particularly for our bass player. So, there will be the sort of customary 20-minute interval, or as we prefer to refer to it, a merchandising opportunity. Please remember those difficult-to-please old arties. Must have birthdays coming up in the next few weeks. And then, of course, there's Christmas just around the corner. So, to take us up to the news, here's another song to remind you of the glories that are contained within the current levels. Known as the Wicked One. This is a song not written in house.
House style.
No. not in the house style.
Can't we do that because that's
pop? You're a part-time job
there. I'm a Bible song.
Call him a Bible, that's what he is.
And there's something I'll be out there with my job subject to.
With a light guard.
I try every time.
So, this song is called The Rocky Road, and it was written by Steve Justin, and we'll see in about 20 minutes plus the song.
Thank you.
Please don't be frightened. We refuse to be. Because we're doing the show in two sort of segments, or as other people might call them, halves, but then I'm such a pedant, I would only call two things halves if they were identical in length. We have required of ourselves the obligation of two opening numbers. This is the second of the two opening numbers. So pretend you just walked in and...
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Airport Acoustic Commission!
Thank you.
This next song is about the chap who is very, very, very sad. And very, 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 very lonely.
Stop, broke up. Banjo player.
Well, there might be, but not mainly, no. Maybe.
Well, what sort of drum kit does he have?
He is, in fact, a lighthouse keeper. And his love life has taken a terrible, terrible dive. It's not going well at all. And he feels very isolated in his lighthouse. He can't make contact because the song is set before the mobile phones and no games and all of that. All he can do is sit and dwell upon his unhappy lot. But he sees a storm come. There's a big storm that brews out on the horizon. It comes over, creates havoc around his lighthouse, and then clears up. And the sun comes out, the sky is blue, and he thinks, maybe that would happen for me. And something incredible happens in the last verse. But we're not going to sing that song. It is, however, available. The song is called Close to You.
Ships pass, tall masts
Thank you. And now, for, now we're going to play for you, obviously, we're going to play for you an instrumental uncharacteristically for us in a swing jazz idiom. In the 1930s, Stephen DeVoe and Randy Reinhardt, with the Hopka Quintet, created a uniquely European style of string swing jazz. This is an educational show, isn't it? When you go home tonight, you say to yourselves, oh, that's taught me a lesson. As I was saying, Jamie and Ryan and I, the one-man five year created this, this fantastic sort of music. This is kind of a tribute again. It's called the Woodland Swing. We're grateful to John and the hall for providing us with Simon that maybe like to sit down with these lovely acoustic chairs. Because I mean, we've been on the road for many years and lots of experience, we have discovered that without any shadow of doubt, acoustic chairs are the very best one to have.
Many promoters have tried to supply us with the alternative.
Yes. Well, I should get back to that one. So I'd like to draw your attention, especially in this number, to the fabulous bass player, Mr. David Baker. There is a bass. But that's not the most amazing thing. Anybody read Morse code at all? You did down, down, you did down, down, down.
No, my niece is coming on Friday.
So, here we go. And look out for the bass solo right at the very end, because I've got that to tell you. Right at the very end, the last chord is drifting out towards the toilet. You'll hear Dave Payne doing a very short, concise, one of those solos that's just simply unbelievable.
Thank you.
nearest place where it all happens is a place called Banbury. it's the hot spot of North Oxfordshire.
Junction 11 on the M40, right?
That's the one. And every October they have a street fair, and it's what the song's about. It's about a fair that you'd have seen maybe there about 35 years ago, so it's in your life and stuff. And it's called Banbury Fair. The month of October, night's drawing in, the crescent moon hung the sky. Smoke out of chimneys, frost on the ground, another year passing us by. Me and a friend with an evening to spare, the shirt collar whiter than white. We talked our way down to the middle of town, with the music and movement and light. I rode a big wheel and got stuck at the top with the loveliest girl there. We had a different view of the old town hall clock as we spun to the throw in the air.
Down by
No Fairport album. Oh, God, it's terrifying. But just don't worry, I haven't finished the sentence. It's like a deeper breath this time. No Fairport album would be complete without the medley of Johnny Folk and students. Wouldn't wire. He's no exception in having such a selection. Four good traditional tunes, which with incredible wit and imagination we've called the good four tunes. Yeah, it's an international medley. It starts in Ireland, I believe, and then there's a trip to Yorkshire somewhere in there, somewhere else, then it ends up in America. And if you want to dance to this, then it's not much room, little room.
Is it?
But you may, some of you may be stuck in the centre of a block there. You want to dance, but there's no room. What can you do? Just take my advice. What I do in that sort of situation, I really want to dance and there's no room. I just dance in my head. There's plenty of room there, I know what you're thinking. I'm a bit worried about this one, to be honest, because it starts with a drum solo. Guys, can you hear the can you percuss? No, percuss. So this is the guy that's not
percuss. You want us to get whooping cough?
I don't want you to get whooping cough, but I'm not a
saying. Oh no, sorry. That's pertussis.
I'd like to hear some supersonic, which is an
anagram.
It is,
certainly. And do you know that? Carvels.
The one I learned just the other day was nine thumps is punishment. I'm watching, no, not the late night SNN program on Channel 4.
Oh, yes!
That is on Pink Floyd with Jim Davidson. Oh, God, I've got that. You love it.
we scare the crop of the
Yeah.
Blimey. I say not to do it. You're sitting on a leaf. If you haven't been and you'd like to join us this August, I'm afraid the weather was really awful last year. It was really horrible. I lost my hair worrying about it.
Which one?
The long-term weather forecast for this year is sensational for August. It'll be all right. You know, in fact, the weather's going to be that good, but we've added an extra day at our festival. Not an extra day in the year. Throw everything out of all go out of sync, wouldn't it? In time, and everything would go terribly wrong. But we're having some music on the 10th of August. On the Thursday, which is the first for us at Cropping, we've got the incredible string band. Remember them?
Yeah.
They're very good, apparently. And they've kept the hair really well. And they're on the Thursday, and then we've got a group called Priory of Brian. Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
Have you? You've heard of everybody. Have you heard of Elvis? Well, he's not on. But we're on the Saturday night, if you can last through that rock. And we've got some great music, and please come and join us. And one of the songs we'll be singing on that evening, along with our wonderful drummer, Jerry Conway, who is very late tonight. he's a great timekeeper, but, you know, we can't get anywhere on time. It's a shame. He's a very nice guy, Jerry. In fact, I was with him at lunchtime in the area. Anyway, this is a song we'll be playing. It's a song written by a chap called Pete Scrowder. It's on our new CD, which we'd love you to buy copies of. And we'll come and sign them if you want us to. If not, just give us your addresses, or we'll come and get your signatures. Whatever you prefer, really. It's a song called The Heart of the Song. Here's Mr. Nicholson.
Oh, come on, you new travelers, let's take our hand on our journey. A few moments long, soon away all tribulation in the cooling breath of silence at the heart of the song. The heart of the song.
Oh,
to a period when the band was in a state of almost permanent relaxation. We occasionally did reunion gigs, and then in 1985 we got back on our feet again because we had enough material to make a record and inspire us to create a new lineup. And the record in question is called Gladys is Evil. And one of the most important songs on that record was written by Howard Craven, the old No Doubt Brown Metallic. This is it. And you probably better turn the lights off, Jess, because for the purposes of theatrical verisimilitude, I'm able to sing this in the first person as a sort of 19th century agricultural virgin.
Thank you. Looked at the sun with the violin, and we are to the farm.
Woo! writing something cute. John broke prison door, Jim hadn't seen his life before. He ran back to the level, make sure, and wrote himself a tune. Jaded and cynical there. This is the story of Matty Groves.
All right. Yay!
grass below she could hear. But when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about. There she spied little Manny Groves walking through the crowd. Said, come home with me, little Manny Groves. Come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Manny Groves. And sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't go home, and I won't go home. Sleep with you tonight. Oh, I'm moving aside. Take the two of my master's wife. And what if I am for Laura's wife? She has come back home. She is coming on the street. Thank you.
success. So a great thanks to John Smedley for doing that.
This song started life as a throwaway kind of, just an album track really, but it's just by dint of hanging in there, become associated with important spiritual matters, over a long period of time. We're going to be singing this one on the 12th of August, around about, well, it's fair, of course, around about 4 to midnight at the Crockery Festival.
If you really need it, it all comes right.
I see that I'm all alone. That's the only way to be. But you'll have your chance next time. Then you'll be doing what you'll be.
Okay.